Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory, and welcome to this, your real illuminating moment. I'm O.W. Prince. Our minds have been manipulated so thoroughly, and our souls have been indoctrinated and corrupted so thoroughly that we make insane assertions and speak contradictory to the laws and commands of God in such an articulate manner that we believe it ourselves. For instance, God the Father, neither his Son, the anointed Savior, never identified themselves as being of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Hinduism, or Buddhism. And they never identified the Bible, a collection of 66 books commissioned by the Roman Catholic Church, or any religious book as being the holy word of God. Yet, despite the scriptures that tell us that Yehoshua, the one mistranslated as Jesus, is the holy, living word of God, Christians still ignorantly refer to their Bibles as God's word, and they insist upon being identified as Christians. That's why their Bibles are called the Christian Bible. There is not one iota of scripture text or spoken word out of the mouth of Jesus, Yehoshua HaMashiach, to support this. If you want to hate me for speaking the truth, then go right ahead. All of these religions, regardless of their good intentions, are nothing but delusional hogwash, lies, and deceptions. Not one of them follows Jesus in the way that he taught and preached that the Father should be worshipped. All of them follow their own religious doctrines and celebrate their own pagan festivals and bow down to their own idolatrous images, crosses, statues, man-made constructs, and even to one another. None is righteous. No, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together, they have become worthless. Every one of them have done what was right in their own eyes. But the scriptures teach us that it is better to obey God and follow the Lord in the way of holiness than to follow the ways of men. Yet, that is what religion has done. Follow the ways of men. Santa Claus. Easter. Valentine, Halloween, Sundays as a Sabbath day, women as shepherds, men as wives, and women as husbands, and popes as apostles, all of which come out of a man-made constructed religion and are rejected by God. I don't care what anyone says or how articulate they express their convictions about their religions. All of them are tools of Satan used by the devil to divide people and cause us to hate God and curse ourselves. All you have to do is pay attention. All you have to do is examine and compare the truth and ways of God that do not change to the religions of the world that are constantly changing. Even a little child can see the contradictions and division among so-called believers. There is only one true God, but there are many divisions of believers who claim to be servants of the one God, and none of them can agree with one another, nor do they agree to keep his laws and Sabbath as he has commanded. Thus, they don't agree with the God that they profess to love, serve, and know. And according to the scriptures, they are all liars. 1 John 2:4. If you can stand and hear the truth, then hear this. They are all liars and deceivers. All of them are contemptuous. They are a worldwide community of religious folks who practice division, denominationalism, segregationist theologies, theological racism, and bigotry and idolatries. They perpetrate a form of godliness that is dressed up as being from God but deny God's absolute authority over them to rule over them and to tell them which day is the Sabbath and what constitutes a marriage and who validates and authorizes marriages and who is his anointed messenger and what gender qualifies to be head of his institution of family and shepherd or pastor in his ecclesia of called out, baptized, Holy Spirit, gifted saints. They all have their own religious rituals, traditions, theologies, and appointed Sabbath and man-made translated versions of written material that are used to justify themselves and inoculate themselves from hearing the truth of God. They all license and credential themselves. The authentic apostles of Yahweh said in Scripture that there should not be any division among the born-again saints of God and that the saints of Yahweh should be perfectly united in mind and in judgment, having the mind of the Savior.
but religion have practiced the exact opposite of God's instructions, and our minds have been so thoroughly deceived by the false apostle of Satan and his whoring churches and idolatrous synagogues that many will speak evil of the truth and seek to kill Yahweh's anointed ones, thinking that they are doing God a service. And the scriptures have warned us that many shall follow the evil ways that pervert the truth of God, and by way of their selfish desires for carnal pleasures and greed for wealth and power, they will become merchandise and things for sale through deceptive and articulate words by those whose damnation does not slumber. The deceiver and them that are deceived but do not repent will all be damned to hell. That's the plain and unapologetic truth. Repent!